I couldn't not come. He said about David HaMelech, he says, Yiraglam Leviyos Yisir the Beis HaMedrash. He says, my feet take me to the Beis HaMedrash, right? There's many things to do today, Baruch Hashem. But, you know, Chizki told me about...
I just read that pasuk today.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Oh, great. Baruch Hashem. Raglaim Leviyos Yisir is, it's an Indian of Hoyd. You know, the Hoyd is the Raglaim, your feet. When a person elevates his feet, and his feet are elevated, it means that they have a life of their own. That they do what they're supposed to do. That's called Tchias HaMeisim to the Raglaim. So Raglaim is a place of Nisa. So when a person's legs have Chiyus to them, then they go to where they need to go because you've given them life. So in this home, Baruch Hashem, in this basement, there's been lots of Chaim over the past couple of years here, Baruch Hashem. So even though I have so many things to do, and even this is very tight, so happy to be able to have heard about this and to know that this is going on, Baruch Hashem. To be able to show up is a big chizuk for me. Having a baby is a tremendous bracha, but it comes with lots of tirdas. Especially at this time of year, a lot of Bayimah time, it's a day where you really want to wish you were in Meiron. I wish you were by the tzaddik, wish you were by Tishon and dancing. So this is a tremendous chizuk for me, especially at a wonderful town like this, a bracha, a tremendous bracha to have in one's life. But to be able to come and to sing a little bit, to have chizuk from a chevra. You know, Shimon says, Anan v'chavidusa tayam nasa. Every single thing which Shimon did, he was totally in his chevra. He felt that he introduced the koyach of chevra back to Yiddishkeit. But we have a chagur this Thursday night, Mr. Shem, I hope to be marchiv on Bez Hashem. So we missed the chagur this past Thursday night. Just a quick thought. If you take a look in Shas, everybody once pointed out, we speak about the greatness of Reb Shimon. Shimon Bar Yochai. So he who looks in Shas will not see anything special about Reb Shimon more than any other tzaddik, any other Tana, any other Amaya mentioned in Shas. In fact, we don't pass him like Reb Shimon that often. He's kechol atanoim. As soon as you enter into the world of Pnimiyas HaTorah, everything is Reb Shimon. The entire Sefer Zayir is the Ma'amarim of Reb Shimon. It's Kula the Torah of Reb Shimon. He's literally the Mara da Asra. He's the Mara da Asra of the world, Reb Shimon. He's the Mara da Asra of all time, Reb Shimon. He's the Tzaddik of Chol HaDoros. It's an amazing thing how in one sphere of life, Reb Shimon is Kechol HaTanoim, and he's not given any special treatment whatsoever, but as soon as you enter the world of Pnimiyas HaTorah, open up the Sefer Zayir, which again is just as ancient as the Gemara is, right? Reb Shimon is everything. And the same thing is true about Lag BaOmer. Right? Everybody went to shul last night and this morning, and you prepared for a Gevaldig Lag BaOmer davening, right? We came to shul today, and there was mamish nothing else different about today's davening than any other davening of the year, except there was no tachana. That's it. There wasn't any halal, there wasn't a yalavi avoy, there wasn't even an ala nisim. There was no special mention whatsoever. Your davening was exactly the same. Right? But it wasn't the same because it was Lag BaOmer davening. So it was a different davening. In Chitzonius, Reb Shimon, Lag BaOmer, is a Yom Kechol HaYom. There's no special Mizmor Shir for this day. But in the Pnimiyas, it's mamash in a different world. This Shachris this morning was not his regular Shachris. And the Mincha we're going to daven is not a regular Mincha. Because it's Shachris according to Reb Shimon. It's Mincha according to Reb Shimon. It's a totally different world. And there's so many people who go through this day, and it's just like a regular day. And for some people, it's Mother's Day today. Here's what today is. Today is Mother's Day. And that for a person who's an Ish Pnimi, it eats him inside to hear that today's Mother's Day. It's only Mother's Day because it's Ein Gal. If you know the Kavanah Sesira, then the revelation of the mother, that's why it's called Ein Gal. That's why it's Mother's Day. It's only reason why it's Mother's Day. It hurts. It hurts to call it Mother's Day. How can you call it Mother's Day? It's mamish batal be'elef to the Or of Shimon. How can you call it anything else other than Lag Ba'omer? It's mamish a pliya tzuma. For an ish pnimi, it hurts. Mamish hurts. How on the one hand, in chitzonius, it's Mother's Day. It's mamish yom chol lagamre. But in the pnimius, it's Lag Ba'omer, and a person who's an ish pnimi, a person who's not, how can you? What do you mean? It's a regular day today. There's no lulav today. There's no matzah today. You go out and you buy flowers for your mother. I'm not saying there's anything wrong with that. It's a very nice thing. That's Lag Ba'omer. It really reflects an Indian in Avodas Hashem. Because in Avodas Hashem, there's two worlds. There's the world of Chitzonius and there's the world of Pnimius. And we give such chashivas to the world of Chitzonius. Not just in the Chitzonius of the world, which is the world of covet and of fame, which is a disaster, which Chalila a person should be a part of. But even in the world of Torah, there's the Chitzonius world, which is very, very kosher, very yosher, very Torah-dig, very beautiful world. Chitzonius. I don't just mean Chitzonius in Niglas HaTayra. Right? That's Pnimius. That's called Chitzonius of the Pnimius. I'm talking about the people who are well known because they're big Talmidei Chachamim, or they're big Askanim, or they give a lot of tzedakah, or they're famous tzaddikim. In that world of Chitzonius, that everybody knows who you are, everybody knows all the good things that you do. It's a gevaldic world. It's a gevaldic thing to be a part of. But then there's the world of Pnimius, where a person, that he sits in front of a sefer, or he davens, and you don't see that he's running to do so much chesed. A person could be sitting learning in kollel, with tzimtzum, and people could be saying about him that he's just leeching off society, he should be going out and he should be doing things. But that he's magish and that he's taught that somehow, some way, they're sitting in front of the sefer and davening every single day and learning Torah every single day. That he has to be mechazik himself constantly, that although the chitzonius world is trying to take and pull him out and pull him away, even for good things. But there's such a big hatzlacha instead of learning in front of a sefer, sitting in front of a sefer. But even though he's not going outside and being mekayev here v'chaykim everywhere, and he's not giving tzedakah, and it was all gevaldic. But there's nothing less. There's nothing less. A person is doing nothing less when sitting in front of a sefer and davening every single day, day in, day out. He has this chus to do so. They're sitting in Beis Medrash in 18, 19, 20, 21 years old. That's not just a way to prepare yourself so that when you're older you'll be able to keep starim and be able to give tzedakah, to mikash yourself to Rebbe. It's not just years of hachana. Of course the years of hachana. But hachana is only a real hachana when a person is able to be margish, the tachlis in the hachana. That on Friday when you prepare for Shabbos, the reason why your preparations for Shabbos, they feel so geschmack and they feel so sweet is because there's a lot of Shabbos in the hachana for Shabbos. Chazal say that Friday is like a prazdoy when you're going up to the traklin. It's like a corridor to get into the palace. But even the corridor is part of the palace. It's part of the palace. It's like we say, Derech Eretz Kadma LaTorah. Derech Eretz is a hakdama, it's a hachana for Torah, but Derech Eretz is also part of the Torah. There are ways that a Jew has to conduct himself in Derech Eretz because how the Torah dictates one should do so. The whole Sefer Bereishis is all about Derech Eretz, and it's Kadma LaTorah because we only receive Torah in Parshas Yisrael. But the whole Sefer Bereishis is a part of Torah. We learn from the Avos HaKadoshim how one should be misnayig. A person has to learn Derech Eretz from the Torah too. Derech Eretz is a hachana for Torah. So in the same way, the preparations for Friday has a tam of Shabbos, that in every real hachana there's a taste of the tachlis. Which means to say that when a yid, especially a yid who's sitting in the Beis Medrash, and he's learning and he's davening, this is not just I'm making a hachana for my future life, how I want to marry, how I want to build a family. Every single day in and of itself is a tachlis. That I'm studying and learning Torah, and that Torah and that tefillah is valuable right now, and this is my gift to Hashem Yisbarach right now. If a person is just completely living in the future, and he's not living in the present, and that what I'm doing now is so significant, and it's not that I have a life which is ahead of me, which I'm going to accomplish. And the person is trying to figure out his career and his path in life and how he's going to gear his career towards. That's all very nice, but what about the now? It's like when the Yidden, when they cross the Yamsuf and they said, Hashem Yumlech Lelam Vawai, that Hashem will reign forever. The Medrash said that they should have said, Hashem Melech Oilam Vawai. Hashem is king right now, not that Hashem will be king. They could have brought the Geula had they said Hashem Melech. The Kriyas Yamsuf is not just the Hachana for Matan Torah. If a person is just looking at the future and everything he's doing and he's not absorbing the moment, then he's oiches es atato, because the ikar is the right now. The ikar is the moment right now that I'm living in. And of this we say, echad hamarbe to echad hamavet. You could say that a person who's a marbe is somebody that he goes out into the world of numbers and he tries to amass a lot. That he counts his trophies as to how many people he's makariv, how many mitzvahs he did today, how much tzedakah he's giving. That's called the Echad HaMarbe. But then there's a person who's the Echad HaMamet, that he doesn't do very much, and you don't see that he does a lot. That he does one thing, right? He sits in front of a sefer and he learns Torah. Or he davens. Or he thinks about a Kodesh Baruch Hu all day long. And he's Shivisi Hashem Lenegdi Samed. He's not doing a lot, he's just doing one thing. And he's doing one thing every single day, he's makash himself to one. And the mamash the same. If the person is in ish chitzon, he can't even understand what that means. That a Kodesh Baruch Hu, that what's most precious to the Eibishter is that a person's intention, that his ratzon, that it should be mechavin l'shem shemayim. And that's a place in somebody's heart where nobody can see other than the Ribbono Shel Olam. How much a Jew is a Yid who's a Vavachavi Nechavi Libel Nashamayim Dek a Yid. So we have no way of being Mishar, who's a Tzaddik, who's not. To start to say this person's the biggest Tzaddik than that one, who's to know? Because this person knows Kol HaShas and this guy doesn't know anything. How many stories of the Baal Shem Tov and the Tamin do we need to know that there were Yidden who couldn't even say the Aleph is, that they were able to turn Gezeiras upside down? That's where the kavanas for Lag Ba'Omer, just for Kitzer, is that if you take the Shein Elokim, Aleph Lamed Hey, then Yud and Amen. So the Riyah Kodesh says that you have to take the letters which precede these letters. So if you start with the Aleph, there's nothing in front of the Aleph, so the Aleph stays the same. So in front of a Lamed, and then a Hey, then a Yud, are the letters Chaf, Dalet, and a Tas. And the Mem Sofis, in front of a Mem Sofis, is a Mem Pshuta. So you have Aleph on the front, and then a Mem at the end, and then in the middle you have the Chaf, the Dalet, and the Tes. So there he says the secret of Lag Ba'Omer is the Chaf, the Dalet, and the Tes, which is Gematria Lag. That's the secret of Lag Ba'Omer. And the letter before, the Aleph and the Mem, and the end, that's called Aim. That's what we said before. Aim Gal. Aim Gal. This is the secret of Lag Ba'Omer. It's Mamash Apella, that of all places that the Arizal had to refine the gematria of a gal, right, had to be in the middle of a word of the Shem Elokim. We couldn't make other gematrias and other ways to find the Shem gal. You have the word gal explicitly in psukim, right? Gal ene de'avit and yiflons b'tar asefa, gol al Hashem. We could have just said there. We could have just said, oh yeah, there it is, the word gal right there, right? Gal. That didn't work for Lag Ba'Omer. I don't know why it didn't work. Just according to our Havana. It's because if you're looking for the word gal in the chitzonius, that's not called the gal that I'm talking about. If you could see it in the psukim, if you could say, hey, that's gal, that's Lag Ba'Omer. That's not Lag Ba'Omer. There's no, you don't see Lag Ba'Omer in the chitzonius. You know we have to find the gal? You have to take the Shem Elokim and you gotta look inside. Not just inside, in the middle of the inside. I mean, it's like buried and buried even deeper than that. In the place where you would never dream that the secret Lag Ba'Omer would be. You would think that it's the Shem Havaya, the Shem Kel. You think that they're the Shem Havaya, Kel, Havaya, Eki all together make a gal. No. You know where it is? It's in the Shem Elokim, which is the Shem of Din. But you want to know where? In the inside of it, but only in the middle of it. That's where you're going to find Lag Ba'Omer. That's where it needs to be. In a place where nobody could see, tucked away in the middle, that only somebody who's really Dairish, that he really wants to get in there and to be mitzamtzem himself. And that in the nekuda of the Jew's heart, you know where it is? In the heart, in the middle of the Shem Elokim. Where in Elokim on the outside, you may see something which is just din, which is just simple, pashut. Nothing, no glamour, nothing to it. But no. But to get into the middle of it, and into the nekuda in the heart of it, in that place, that's where Lag B'Omer lies. The person who's looking for Lag B'Omer on the outside, Zinish Chitzayni, is not going to find Lag B'Omer there. You know where Lag B'Omer is? It's only in the Nekuda Pnimi, in each and every person's heart, as the Zayar HaKadosh says, Reb Shimon himself says, Noyida Bashar Imbala, that he is known in the gates, her husband is known in the gates, Kol Echad from the Mishai B'Libe. Each person according to what he has in his heart, that's how much he understands what it means. Everything that Reb Shimon teaches, that's a person's connection to it. The Nekuda in the heart. That's where you find Reb Shimon, that's where you find the secret. And each person will be different, and nobody knows. Mamish, nobody knows. That's why the secret Yom HaKippurim, which is the highest day of the year, Slicha Mechila Kapar L'Chol Yisrael. The person reaches the Madriga of Adam Arishon Kod Machet, and the whole Sukkot is a celebration of that. Where does everything going down in Yom Kippur? L'fnai, l'fnim. In a world where nobody can see what's going on, in the lave, in the depths, in the heart of the Mishkan, where nobody can see, and only one person is allowed to go in. That the Ketairus is done there. That the Ketairus is the Avodah which is done by Chashai, where nobody knows. The whole world depends on that. Depends on that Tzaddik, who's the Ish Pnimi, that he goes into the most secret place in the whole world, and he does an avodah that nobody understands and nobody knows. And Reb Shimon says about himself in the Zayar, he says, "Ana b'chad kitra is katarna," that I bound myself in one, in complete oneness. I bound myself. Reb Shimon says, "But kitra is katarna means I'm like a k'tayrus." That's what he means to say. That I'm like a k'tayrus. Teres means that I'm like a secret. Nobody knows me. But the Gemara has a memory that Rabbi Kiva says to Reb Shimon, "Dayecha, it's enough for you, sha'ani u'bayracha makirin esha." That me and our Creator, that we know you. It's an amazing statement. Rabbi Kiva says, nobody in the world knows you except me and Hashem. And that should be enough for you. And that's exactly, if you take a look at Reb Shimon and Kol Hashas, he's mamish like all the other Tanoim. Rabbi Kiva says, you know who knows you? Only me and only Hashem Yisbarach. We're the only ones who know you. But now the whole world knows Rabbi Shimon. Come to Lag B'Omer, 300,000 people, however many it is, who go to Meron. Is this not the greatest testimony of who Rabbi Shimon is? Rabbi Shimon spent his greatest years of his life in a cave where nobody was able to see him, nobody knew what he was doing. You know what he was doing? He was davening and learning Torah all day long. And he was holding up the world. Mom, she's holding up all future worlds, all future generations because of those years. And even now that he's dead, and he's buried in a cave, he's doing more for the world in that cave, not even being alive, than he did in his whole life. You go to Meiron, it's not like you see Reb Shimon. We know there's stories of the Tzaddikim with it, that he's on top of his cave and he's giving brachas. And, right? But everybody who goes there, for all we know, Reb Shimon is buried in this ma'ara, he's buried in this kever, and that's it. And we just show up, but we know that Reb Shimon is doing more in after his lifetime than he did in his lifetime. The Gemara says so. Gedoyla tzaddikim b'misasam yoyisim b'chayayim. They do more in their death than they do in their life. Is this not the aspect of a tzaddik that he's spending his life in Torah and Avodah? Mamish b'misasam keinu b'chayayim. The same thing he did in his lifetime, he's doing now. He's doing things for the world. He's doing things for Klal Yisrael, for Hashem Yisbarach. Nothing changed between when he was alive and he was dead. Takeret, he's going stronger, he's continuing his avodah. Whatever he was doing before, it works. But he wasn't out there being the car of the masses. He was sitting in a cave, learning Torah Lishma and Davin. He's the Echad Hamamit. He's amongst those who are Hamamit. And it takes away nothing from the Echad Hamamit. But it's just, it takes an Ishpini to be able to be Mayrich and to understand and to appreciate that there are Yidden, and if a person is part of this Chavar, and he's part of this Chelik, and it resonates with him, and even if he's not Mamish for his whole lifetime, but that a Jew should appreciate that when he sits and he learns the Beis Medrash, or when he davens every single davening, or he comes to Shul on Shabbos, Right? And he's not ra-ra, but he does his avoda b'pshitas and b'tmimas and b'nemanas Hashem, that he's mechavim the v'ad shechav v'liv al ha-shamayim. This is mamash gevaldik. This is the chavayid of Shimon. Not everything is just a hachana, what's going to be tomorrow. But if I have a schus to be learning and sitting here right now and learning Torah and davening, this is an unbelievable schus. So that's what I say to this chavayid, Baruch Hashem, that now it's not just preparation for anything later. Just to be able to be sitting here right now, Alag Ba'imer, with a beautiful cheva, to be mechazak ourselves. Halavai, we should be able to be mekabel, ma'at, ma'at, of the zecher hamamit, from the light of Reb Shimon. How even just one little drop of this light is kol oil, kol amad kula. It's mamash and orient sof, be able to be zecher to the or arrangement. Rosh Baruch Hu should help us to be mechazak us, to be able to always be toyim in the tachlis and everything we're doing, which we do as a hachana. To be mechazak ourselves when we learn Torah. And Avaida, the Melech Chassadin, he should be our derech of that Shechav in the Mishamayim. He should be able to be Dovek to Reb Shimon, and to the light of Reb Shimon, and to that gift, not just for today, from the Kabbalah Torah and Shavuos with that light, to always to be Zeicha to that light and to that door. With that to be Zeicha, to the Oyer Shal Moshiach, be as Goyal Tzedek, and everyone.
Amen.